This is CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Carpet on CJSF.ca and 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, which is in Metro Vancouver. It's going to be a little bit self-indulgent today. That song is Forklift by Pavement, as you probably know from the compilation Westing by Musket and Sextant. I don't know if you can west, I think you can east, but anyway, that's what they called it, that's what they're like, as you know. And that's significant because today, I don't know if you listened last week, but today I do have an old play sheet from 30 years ago, like a physical piece of paper, of the songs, The Canker Sore, which was the name of my show 30 years ago, today up at SFU. Sitting in the same, well, the seats moved a little bit, but the board's the same, the record players might be the same, and some records are the same. So that's 30 years ago, and the reason why I played that song is because today I was driving a forklift, and 30 years ago today I was probably driving a forklift today as well. So I'm doing the same job, which could be a good thing, it may not be a good thing, it depends on how you look at it, I don't know. So that's what that goes out to, that, I guess. So what we're going to do is we are going to play today a bunch of songs. I don't know if you caught the Instagram post last night. A bunch of songs that were played, as I said, 30 years ago, December 3rd, 1995. And if old people tell you, if you're young and some old person tells you, oh, enjoy life now, it just goes by really fast. It's true. It does. And if you can imagine, anyway, this piece of paper, I've got a piece of fax paper here that I photocopied the playlist, because we had to leave it here in the day for the staff to enter what songs were played, and so they can do rankings and send in their top tens to CMJ, etc., and RPM. For college radio rankings in the day. A physical copy is in my hand, so I have written over it because it is starting to super fade. But what we're going to do, we're going to play a bunch of songs from that day. So to start things off, here's a band that never quite made it, but definitely influenced the likes of Interpol, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and The Strokes. So to start things off today, it's a band called Jonathan Fire Eater, and the song is called When Prince Was a Kid. On CJSF.ca. Thanks for listening.
Every day is holiday. When you let all the daylight let it decay. The stuff outside the window tonight takes the form of a perfect widow. Oh, help me now. And all the pretty little city where they ride and play. All the itty little bitty caterpillar cocoon. Turning dead butterflies on the floor, on the floor, on the floor, on the floor of my bedroom.
crumbling fortress. Where are you to paint my portrait? Looking out the window at the better half, straight from a royal banquet to a royal bath. To the south, it's a cavity town. All the itty little bitty caterpillar cocoons. The turn of dead butterflies on the floor, on the floor, on the floor, on the floor of my bedroom. Every day, it's a holiday. Where you let all the daylight let it decay. The stuff outside the window tonight takes the form of a perfect widow. Poison pub, ballroom walks, raven feathers, bullets, my baby's breath, and I walk straight from a royal banquet to a royal bath, and I go. From a royal banquet to a royal bath, bath, bath. I walk into town. Oh, and when it comes my turn, the sign I back to the underground. Set the stage now for this brand new love I found. Yeah.
Democracy Now!, hosted by award-winning independent journalist Amy Goodman. Tune in to your daily progressive news, aired Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on CJSF.
Yes.
I like that line. That's Barbara Manning from SF Seals. The song is called Pulp. Truth Walks in Sleepy Shadows is the record from 1995. So that would have been new at the time of this first show, the 30 years ago today. So that's Barbara Manning. She was in the band World Pooh, which we play quite often here, 1989, been on the scene in Northern California for a long time, and is now a high school science teacher in suburban San Francisco, I believe. Before that was Franklin Bruno's band called Nothing Painted Blue. The song is A Shaky Start, which probably noticed. And probably indicates sometimes the start of this show sometimes. Franklin Bruno was a contributor and a music critic and wrote in the College Music Journal in the day as well, and I think is still around. I'm not sure if the band's playing anymore, but I think they are not together anymore. That's Nothing Painted Blue from the EP called The Future of Communications, out in 1995 as well. Before that was Amy Goodman. So listen to Democracy Now, 11 o'clock every morning, Pacific Standard Time in Vancouver for your news. And before that, before Amy's message, was The Rentals. Or maybe even Rentals. Are they The Rentals? The Rentals. So it's one of the guys from Matt Sharp from that was in Weezer for the first two albums, The Blue One and Pinkerton. And he left and formed this band and has been, I think it's moderately successful. I think they opened for a lot of people in the day. Let's see. He was the bassist in Weezer. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, moderate success. They did open for Alanis and the Chili's and Blur, apparently. Mickey from Lush, and we've talked a lot about Lush recently, has said her song, Lady Killers, which basically skewers indie pop, indie music boys in the day. The verses is about this guy, apparently. He's played since on this guy Matt from Rentals has played since with Tegan and Sarah, and played live with them as well, and I think he's still playing around somewhere and with other people. And Jonathan Fireeater to start off the show today, When Prince Was a Kid. I do remember that one. I don't know if you do. Sad story. They had a lot of that band were quote-unquote hyper-literate garage rock colored by tiny goth flecks. It was a review at the time. Maybe it was in Lizzie Goodman's book, Meet Me in the Bathroom, about the 2000s New York indie music. They burst onto the scene in 95, a couple of EPs, blistering live show. Apparently, I never saw them. Signed to a major and sold 10,000 copies of Wolf Songs for Lambs, which was the major label release, and disappeared a year later and were probably dropped and the support was gone and maybe people moved on, I suppose. One of the fellows from the band is writing for Vanity Fair now. He's actually written a nice article about the lead singer in there, and the others formed the band The Walkmen, which you might know them, and the singer was Hamilton Lighthouser, the fellow that opened for Father John Misty here a few months ago. Sad story, the lead singer took his own life about 7 years ago, suffering a long battle of drug addiction and perhaps schizophrenia. And if you want to read about a little bit about his life and the influence they had on this band, it's not very well known. But check out the Vanity Fair article by T.A. Frank, and he was one of the guys from the band who's now writing for that. So there you go. That's the start of the show. And we shall move on here. Now, the next song is by a band from the East Coast. And if you listen to indie music in the 1990s, or sometimes we said alternative until that term got stolen, this is a band called Jail, and they're from the East Coast, maybe New Brunswick, maybe Nova Scotia. We did play the song. The song is called Wash My Hands, and it's from a record which is catalog numbered here, 12053. And it is in my hand right now, the record that I actually played 30 years ago. So this is super cool. So this is Jail, Wash My Hands on vinyl that's been here for 30 years. It's amazing. Thank you for listening. It's pretty exciting. And we'll talk to you soon. Yeah, I think you might like this set. So hang around. CJSF.ca, 90.1 FM.
Volunteer time, cool. It's kind of volunteer. Massachusetts or New England somewhere, and I was walking by a town square where they were having some kind of public execution, and I see that they got some chick tied to a stake like Joan of Arc or something. As I get closer, I notice it's my mother, except she looks just like Ethel Merman. Wooden vice attached to her head, and they're twisting the knobs tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter and tighter around her head. And as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, as they're twisting away, Ethel, my mom, looks around and she sees me and her daughter staring.